control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Another website with a bunch of free stuff for you is our buddy's Mark Stevens, markstevens.net, M-A-R-C, Stevens, markstevens.net, formerly known as Adventures in Legal Land. That's the title of his book, but some sort of internal problems caused him to lose the original website. So now it's markstevens.net. Mark is with us on the line from his home in Arizona. Mark, are you there, sir?
I'm here. Thanks for having me back, Ian.
Hey, man, it's been too long. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We had you on years and years and years ago, and maybe sometime in between there as well. I lose track of it all. But had you on because I don't remember who it was, but somebody put me in front of your book, Adventures in Legal Land, which I just so happen to have with me here in the studio tonight. Still going through a second read of it myself. And it's just a fantastic book. Can you tell our listeners that may not be familiar with who you are, what is Adventures in Legal Land, and who is Mark Stevens? What's your story?
Well, I'm a voluntarist, and I was helping people in court and just basically helping people be their own attorney. And so I had written these scripts about going into court. And they evolved over the years and started to incorporate more of the voluntarist or anarchist thought, basically going in and, actually challenging the existence of the state and citizens itself and the applicability of the law as opposed to the interpretation of the law. And the idea was to sell these scripts, and it's, from working with people firsthand in court, and you realize that when people didn't understand why they were asking certain questions, the judges tended to pick up on that they didn't know what they were talking about and would use intimidation just to get them to back off. So the book kind of grew as an explanation of why it's so effective to ask certain questions, like when you ask the judge who he represents, it explains why, that you're really gutting their entire system by asking a couple of questions.
Yeah, you mentioned in there a couple of things that somebody might balk at. Existence of the state? You mean the state doesn't exist? Citizens? What are you talking about, Mark?
What I found out, and this is from personal firsthand experience that I've been able to then, thanks to your show, my show, and doing it in the book, that we've been able to, people had to replicate, not just in the so-called United States, but in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and whatnot. It takes about 30 seconds to demonstrate that there is no state, and that anybody can replicate this, and you can go into court and do this, that a state is political. It's not geographic, just like there was no state in New Hampshire on July 3rd, 1776. But July 4th, it's there. And the only thing that changed was the perception in people's heads.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they found out back then, since it wasn't like today. And so being that it's a body politic, a state is a political body, it's comprised of citizens, and that a citizen is a member of the body politic owing a duty of allegiance in return for a duty of protection. And we can see in black letter law, if we have to use the law, that there's no duty to protect you, me or anyone else.
Now, wait a minute, Mark. Hold on a second. I mean, this is shocking. This is outrageous. There's no duty to protect. Clearly, that's what the government's there for. I've heard Barack Obama and George W. Bush both talk about how it's their duty to protect people. What are you talking about? You're crazy.
Well, when Barack Obama says it and George Bush says it, they're not actually reading the law. They're just giving their opinion. And we all know what opinions are.
It's just rhetorical.
When you go to black letter law and you look at what the law actually says, and this is not a matter of judicial activism. It is not unique to New York or California or the federal government. It's all of them. The courts have ruled unanimously that there's no duty to protect anybody. Now, when you take that, and the only thing that makes you a citizen is the duty of protection and duty of allegiance, and you take the duty to protect out, well, then the whole thing crumbles on its face. And you can go into court and you can ask a prosecutor if there's evidence of a complaining party, And they won't answer yes or no because they seem to know, Ian, that they can't prove the existence of a state. They cannot prove they have a client.
How could they? I mean, the idea of a state is, as you point out, a fiction. It's just an idea. It's a concept, a fantasy in men's minds. And by the way, I'm joined tonight by Sovereign Curtis. He's in for a second time this week, and Mark is here as usual. So, gents, of course, any questions you happen to have for Mark Stevens, he's here with us. Sovereign Curtis, by the way, Mark, I don't know if you're familiar with his situation, but he is up against a felony charge of dispensing cannabis. Is that it, Curtis? Dispensing?
Yeah, felony dispensing charge.
Felony dispensing charge. So maybe we'll get a chance to get
passing a joint.
Yeah, for passing a joint to somebody. So maybe we'll get a chance to get into a little bit of detail. But just getting back into the issue of there is no state and there is no citizen, isn't it also the case that not only do they not have an obligation to protect you, but they also have no obligation to do anything whatsoever?
Exactly. We can use, like I have on my website, it states that explicitly in one of the California cases, but it's not exclusive to California. It's just this is one of the most explicit cases where they say that police officers have no duty, no statutory duty to do anything. That's pretty when you see, especially in California, when they're beating the crap out of people, you know, if their duty isn't to protect the neighborhood, then why are they beating this guy within the, you know?
Mark, if we go back to the beginning, you say that the government has a duty to protect, and then you jump down to just the police service. Is there some sort of argument that can be made that the government is still fulfilling their obligation for protection? They're just not doing it through the that wing of the public service?
No, it's not exclusive to the police. I was just using that example because it's so explicit where they use the word anything. Because I was, based on what Ian had just said, there's no duty to protect. The only time the government itself has, whether it's the police or the corrections or whoever, is when there is what's called a special relationship. But that's no different than any. If I had you in my home, there's a special relationship and there's a certain degree of care that I owe you while you're in my house. So the government never has any more of a duty to protect than anybody else. But when it comes to the individual citizen, so-called, there's no duty to protect them at all, whether it's the police, the military, or Social Security, none of it, or the courts, none of them have a duty to protect any of us.
So yeah, if there was a duty to protect when it comes to Social Security, then they'd be required to, say, offer as much interest as something competing in the marketplace, and they don't come anywhere near that.
Well, it's not an issue of how much money or interest. It has to do with, is there a duty to protect you? And that is something that they do not have. Nobody has a right, and the government has a corresponding duty. Because in law, it's always a right with a corresponding duty.
Right. Well, they only cut you a Social Security check, if they do cut one, because of public relations, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Thank you. Absolutely. It fosters. I can't think of the word, but a trust. Confidence is the word. And every time they talk about the economy or the dollar, they're talking about confidence. And they have to keep people believing in the system. It's flawed, but it's the best we've gotten. It's the best in the world, and so people will continue paying taxes and participating.
You know, a con man is short for a confidence man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
That's what it is. It's a confidence game.
The confidence, exactly. It's exactly what it is. And, you know, as long as people believe that the government is supposed to be there to protect them, they'll keep paying taxes. And what we do is keep telling people, this is not true. They're not here to protect you. And if you want a graphic representation of that, just go to court.
Or try to sue the government. Try to sue the police for not showing up when you call them. Or, sue the military for not providing the benefits. That's how you don't have any standing and throw the case out, won't they?
Absolutely.
All right. More coming up here with Mark Stevens. You can hang out for the whole hour if you've got the time, right?
Absolutely.
All right, great. More with Mark. If you got a question for him, 800-259-9231 from markstevens.net. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you, and Curtis is too involved in the chat
and Curtis.
Room. Naughty boy.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. where we give you the features for free. So those features, by the way, including archives, you can just click and download right there from the front page of the site. You can go into the podcast and go all the way back to the beginning of 2009. Head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy them on us.
If you're looking at making a major purchase in the next couple of months, you need to check out your credit report. If you may have foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments, and other kinds of derogatory credit on there that either you did or you don't even know about. And the way to get your credit report cleaned is by going to cleaningcredit.com. It's a law firm, and they've been part of the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years, and they're listed number one on the Consumer Advocacy Group of America's website. It's cleaningcredit.com, and they will save you thousands in the course of a loan. Cleaningcredit.com.
All right. The toll-free number, again, is 800-259-9231. We are doing something special tonight. We're having a guest on the air, which is a rare thing with Free Talk Live. But we like to have very special people on from time to time, and Mark Stevens is one of those guys. MarkStevens.net is where you can go to read some of his articles. You can listen to his show, The No State Project, which, when it is possible, I do like to put on the Liberty Radio Network, but there have been some technical issues behind the scenes with your podcast, Mark, that have made things a little more difficult than normal. But I do have the intention to bring you back as soon as we can get everything ironed out. So welcome back in the meantime to Free Talk Live. Are you still with us?
I'm here, thanks.
Excellent. So
we hope to get that settled with Calvin, who I thank again. He takes care of the archive and cleans it up.
Tell me a little more about the No State Project. What is that? I mean, obviously, we're Curtis and Mark and myself are all here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project. What's the No State Project?
It's just a play on that. I know you know, maybe may not be the stated goal for the Free State Project to have a voluntary society. That's my goal, and I just use the No State Project as kind of a play on that. That we've already got no states. It just the idea of the show is to educate people so that they know about it. There are no states, there are no citizens, there are no governments. And the show is to educate people so they understand that, so they can start to withdraw their support nonviolently from these killers, thieves, and liars who call themselves a government.
We actually had one of our activists this week, Evan, drop off a declaration of sovereignty at the courthouse into the case file they have for him there. So would you say that when you say there's no state and there's no citizen and all that, would you say that instead of there's no state, there are people with guns who are willing to use them?
Oh, sure. That's why I mentioned killers, thieves, and liars who call themselves a government.
Right. So I guess if you extrapolate that out, are there members of the teams in the National Baseball League or the Major League Baseball? I mean, these guys, they've got colors and they're similar in the same way. Are there teams or are there just baseball players?
No, you can show that there are baseball players. You can show there's empirical evidence that there are baseball players that play together as a team and they go under a certain banner. But when you go into the world of politics and you say that there is a state, it's like I mentioned before, it's very easy to show that there really is no state. You've got a bunch of people pretending. Yeah, well, yeah, I'll give you that. But that acting that you're a citizen or a governor or a senator, that acting doesn't make it so. Like I went through in the first segment, it's demonstrably false. There is no duty to protect you, and you don't even have to do that by law. The very fact that taxes are compulsory shows there's no duty to protect you, because if they were interested in protecting you, they would deal with you on a voluntary basis. Hmm. So no duty to protect me could arise when it's compulsory.
Just as an aside to the whole Free State Project conversation, I think there are a lot of people within the Free State Project who understand the inherent contradiction or the oxymoron of the term itself, and certainly many of us are seeking and working toward the voluntary society up here. I don't know if you heard, Mark, but there were mass arrests on Sunday evening up here with a dozen liberty activists being arrested all at the same time out at a local jail for so-called trespassing charges. So we've got a dozen cases that may very well be clogging up their system here in a little bit, because I doubt that any of them are going to take a plea bargain. And the real kicker is there's a news story that hit the local newspaper today about what they're calling a protest. We were just looking for our friend Russell, who was in jail and waving at the prisoners and, you know, bringing their spirits up. But this newspaper article is basically accusing us of taking up all the police resources, because they called in every single cop from the area, including surrounding towns, including state troopers, every single cop they could muster to come out and arrest the dozen activists. In the meantime, somebody ended up getting hit by a car in Keene, and there was no cop around that they could call over to respond. So people actually needed the police for, you know, some actual level of important matter, but they were too busy busying themselves with arresting a bunch of peaceful people who had done absolutely nothing. It's amazing.
Yeah, until you told me that, I thought it was actually a good thing, because I'm saying, well, now there's less people out there for them to abuse and to batter and steal from. But here there was an actual tragedy because they were doing something so stupid.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
And of course, the public sentiment, at least for some of them, the public sentiment goes it goes against the Free Staters that were doing the activism, whatever you want to label the activism. And the cops made their own decision. They are the ones that decided to show force. They could have just sent one police officer and said, get out of here. Or they could have sent a guard from the jail and say, hey, go on.
But the perspective of the statist, the perspective of the person who supports the governments and the status quo, these ideas, is that, well, you made them do that. You made them come out and spend all those police resources by being there in the first place.
I'd say subconsciously these people are aware that the state has no duty to protect, so you're going to blame those Free Staters.
Mm.
Well, you know, you shouldn't have worn that pretty blue dress with the short, you know. But it's to blame the victim. It blame the victim.
Yeah.
What I tell people all the time is ask them point blank. You know, if government services and government is so all important, so necessary, why is support for it always compulsory? Nobody actually supports the government. No one. I don't care what they say. They can come on the show or they can say to you at the jail, hey, I love the government and I want it to do this. It doesn't. The fact that it's compulsory 100% of the time means nobody. There's no evidence that anybody supports it or wants it. And there's really no state of spin that you can put on that.
The toll-free number here tonight, maybe you've got questions for Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, is 800-259-9231. Now, Mark, your book Adventures in Legal Land has been out for a few years now, and I understand that you are busily behind the scenes working on a follow-up. Is that the case?
Yeah, I think you asked me the same question a year ago. And, at the hotel. Yeah, I am working on it diligently, and I promise it's going to be worth the wait. It's a lot more in-depth than Adventures in Legal Land, and it is going to have cross-references for Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and whatnot.
Now, I do want to talk about Adventures in Legal Land, because Adventures in Legal Land is sort of your odd adventures in court, you know, helping people, in some cases sort of representing people, and I want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we'll come back to that here in a moment. Hang on, Mark. 800-259-9231. Mark Stevens is with us from markstevens.net. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March. and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month Superfood Spring Pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 right now. Calls who have calls with questions for Mark Stevens will get priority, but we will get to everybody else. If you're patient, you can call in about anything. 800-259-9231, and join us online at freetalklive.com with our Shrine of Female listeners there, with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of the program. It's not a beauty contest. It's just our lady listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child special to you about the ideas of liberty? If you've read any of the children's books out there, you can find that there's many ideas that are antithetical and disturbing to people that believe in the ideas of liberty, but not so with an island called Liberty. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com and see some samples there and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL, an island called Liberty, at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We've got Mark Stevens with us from markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C, markstevens.net. And, Mark, you're back. Are you there?
Oh, thanks for having me back.
All right, great. We've got actually somebody with a question, I believe, for you on the line. So let's go to the phones here and the fun and talk to Kirk in Michigan. Kirk, you're on Free Talk Live with Mark Stevens.
Hey, thanks, guys. You know, I'm kind of curious. You know, I've read the author's book, and given the current immigration flap, I'm curious as to his views regarding immigration, given that there is no state, there are no citizens, and would there really be an issue if people weren't stealing from other people?
Well, no. I mean, obviously they're trying to get away from the tyrants in that are south of the border and go to a kinder, gentler tyrant.
Kirk, does that answer your question?
I mean, so if there weren't the lure of free goodies, you wouldn't have an issue, right? I mean, if you didn't have people stealing from other people up here and distributing it to other people who they give political favor to, there wouldn't be an issue, right?
Well, I wouldn't think so. I think, you know, you would see if they stopped stealing as much here and didn't offer that and didn't offer a kinder, what's perceived as a kinder, gentler prison, then the people wouldn't. Where's the carrot? You're taking a lot of the motivation to come up, you know, to cross the so-called border away.
Kirk, any thoughts? Any other issues?
No, that makes perfect sense. People seem to want to ignore the fact that they always talk about what's happening with the stolen productivity from people that engage in voluntary relationships. But why don't they ever talk about the gun in the room? If the stolen money weren't there, there wouldn't, and to distribute from those people they claim to rule, there wouldn't be an issue.
Thanks for the call, Kirk. Appreciate hearing from you. Now, Mark, just a little further on this issue here. If there's no citizen, there would also be no such thing as a so-called illegal, right?
Absolutely. States and citizens have to exist for there to be an illegal alien.
All right. So 800-259-9231 is the number here. Curtis or Mark or Curtis?
Well, I just had some questions about Adventures in Legal Land, Mark.
Oh, right.
In it, there's several stories of what's happened to you in court, and your methods are unorthodox. They are not what normal lawyers do. And I thought maybe you could relay some stories from Adventures from Legal Land to our audience and. Does it work? What's your experience?
Well, it always works. If you ask the questions and there's not a magical thing, if you question them correctly, you'll always be able to expose that there's no case against you and that it's unfair. That's 100%. Whether the tyrant with the robe on does the right thing and kicks the ticket out or a drug charge. That's something else, but you can always expose the system for what it is. That's very, very easy.
One of the things I like about you, Mark, and the reason why I like to, you know, promote you and what you're doing is because you don't position yourself or your message as a magic bullet. You're the first person to admit in your own book that if you try this approach, you know, there's a good chance you'll still end up in a jail cell. I mean, because these men with robes are little tyrants in many cases, and they've got men with guns at their disposal who will do absolutely anything that that they tell them to.
Most of the cases he deals with are really situations where the men in robes want your money, not your time.
Well, that's true, but they are still tyrants with, in many cases, bad attitudes, and they might just put you in a jail cell for contempt. It happened to me.
Yeah. It's very true. I'm not an attorney. And the reason why I can go in and say, and the people that I help can go in and say these things and do what's so effective, what's considered, and I agree, it's very unorthodox, is because we don't have an allegiance to the system that's attacking you. When you get a defense attorney, he's got an allegiance not to you, he's got it to the court. Well, who's attacking you? The court.
Yeah.
So he's not, and they told me point blank, they're not going to, look, you're not going to get many attorneys willing to go into a courtroom that they're in every day to ask the judge point blank who he represents. It's an incredibly effective question. It guts their entire pretense of fairness. But what attorney is going to say that? Because he knows the judge is going to have his number for the rest of his career.
You know, Mark, I went into court today for a parking ticket situation that I had decided I was not going to pay, and I brought in some of your questions that you kindly shared with me in an attempt to give those a shot. The last time I wanted to, but I spoke in a way that – or didn't sit down fast enough for the judge that was there, and I ended up going to jail. But in this case, it was all right. I ended up walking out without getting a contempt charge, which I considered a positive. But on the other hand, I didn't get through all 11 pages of questions. I only got through, like, the first – the first page, maybe. I don't remember where I ended up being stopped, but basically the robed man did not want anything to do with answering very many of those questions and decided he wanted to proceed on ahead without my understanding of the nature and cause of the proceedings, and he just, you know, steamrolled right ahead as best he could. How often does that happen?
Well, it happens a lot, and that's why I have on the script the intention is not to ask every question. You want to pick the ones that you are comfortable with and figure, I've got about 3 minutes before I get cut off.
Ah.
And okay. You want to go for the, you know, and most people, I'll tell you, it's an intimidating process, and most people don't want to go in.
They're all so good, though, Mark. I wanted to ask all 11 pages worth, and I guess my expectations were, I didn't expect I was going to get through them. So next time I will be a little more selective. But what would be nice would be like a Mark's best ofs, like the absolute killer questions that should be asked at every opportunity. But I did have fun with it, and the intimidation factor was not there at all in this particular case. Because the nice thing about being here in New Hampshire is that we've got a bunch of activists around here that are looking for something to do, and in many cases are doing a lot of things. And so we had, at least a half a dozen. I had at least a half a dozen people in the courtroom that were there to support me. And, you know, we never stand up for the robed man when he enters or leaves. And that's one of those things that kind of helps get somebody over their initial fear of the court. It's a nice, easy way to ease someone into to a little bit of courtroom kind of disobedience. It's just, hey, come on in. We're just, none of us are going to stand. You don't stand with us and you'll be okay. And it works out every single time. So, you know, now I've been there enough, and they've seen me enough, and they know who I am, and I've been in that courtroom often enough that I feel pretty comfortable. I actually kicked off my shoes when I was at the defendant's table, and I did the entire trial with no shoes on, and they didn't say word number one about it. It was great.
Well, I thought you were going in May. I didn't realize you were going today. I thought your court date was May.
Oh, don't worry. I'll have another one. I was one of the people that got arrested for trespassing at the jail this weekend, so the arraignment for that one is on the 1st. And I know that one of your approaches is to come into an arraignment with a pre-signed guilty – or not a pre-signed guilty plea, but a pre-written guilty plea unsigned, and basically say, look, I'm not a lawyer. I don't understand what's going on here. I've got this guilty plea, and I'm willing to sign it, but I just have some questions I want to ask first. And then you launch into asking questions that basically box the judge into a corner if he answers them that he does not want to be in. And as you say, it exposes the invalidity of the state and the absurdity of it all, and essentially what is basically a window dressing for violence. We'll talk more about that in the public relations, and I know Curtis may have some thoughts about his case coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways you can do it is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. And you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP-only podcast, which is minus our regular podcast commercials. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and get yourself signed up for that because it helps us out. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And all we ask is $3 a month. So what we do is we take that $3 in and we pool it together with other people's $3. And then we reinvest it in the show. We get on more radio stations around the country. We bring more internet listeners on board and bring new people to the ideas of freedom. And we were talking to Mark Stevens tonight from markstevens.net, M-A-R-C. That's Mark with a C, markstevens.net. He's got his own show, The No State Project. It's a weekly program. You can get it for free on his website, as well as some very eye-opening articles. And one of the things I love about Mark Stevens is he is just such a breath of fresh air. I mean, when he looks at the court system, the so-called justice system in this country, what he sees, and I agree with him, and once you read his book, Adventures in Legal Land, it's hard not to agree. What he sees is that this is nothing more than a public relations scheme as a cover for violence. Isn't that right, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me a little more about that. I mean, public relations, people see the courts as justice. This is important. This is part of the American system. What do you mean, public relations?
Well, public relations classically is something to divert your attention, like magic. It's a magic trick. What you're seeing isn't real. It's to divert your attention from what's really happening, and that's what they're separating you from your money or your liberty. And they're doing it, and trying to make it look good, that, oh, you've got your day in court. Mm. Well, the American system, due process, the hallmark of due process in Anglo-English law or American law is that there is opportunity to defend before punishment. And it sounds good, but it takes away from what's really happening is that you have no choice in the matter. Mm. This is, they're going to do this, and it's not by consent. The whole system is supported by compulsory payment. Nobody wants it. And all that fluff, all the laws and the constitutions and all that diverts your attention from that.
Yeah, in fact, the rogue man today refused to he claimed that he had jurisdiction over me and refused to explain how that that was obtained when their own constitutions say stuff like, you know, the government was created by the consent of the governed, and, you know, all kinds of, like you're saying, language that is just, it's just nonsense on its face. But yet people get distracted by all that, and they get all the Vespers over how they've got the best system in the whole world.
And it may be the best system in the world, but like I wrote in the book, you know, in a room full of idiots, one is going to rise to the top. Look, I'm just some guy from Long Island, okay? I don't have a degree. I don't have a Juris Doctorate. If it's possible for me to go and teach thousands of people to go in and gut the system by asking two or three questions, what does that say about the system? I mean, science, they publish their findings and their theories, and they say attack, attack, question, question. Politicians don't want that. Politicians say they don't want you attacking. I mean, when you ask a judge, and this is something like, you know, Curtis, like for a drug case or what you were doing today, and when you ask a judge who he represents, and what you asked before, like, is it, you know, like a best of, the three easiest questions are, am I entitled to a fair trial? And because you mentioned before the breaking in about, you know, wanting just to plead guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And so this opens the door to the question, am I entitled to a fair trial? They say yes. Can I get a fair trial if there's a conflict of interest? They'll say, well, no, of course, Ian, you can't. Then you ask them who he represents. No way out of this one. I mean,
you set it up first, and you say, well, you know, I understand that this is a confrontational system. I'm here representing myself. The prosecutor's here representing the state. And I was wondering who you represent, Your Honor.
I wouldn't say Your Honor, but
Whatever.
Yeah. But the point's made, and yeah, exactly. There's nowhere for the judge to go, because according to their canons, which is like ecclesiastical law, once you put the judge's impartiality at issue, the judge is obligated, it's mandatory, he has to answer the question and clarify. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to, but it looks pretty bad. And I just want to point out, too, I'm not trying to get him to contradict the law. I ask him, like you said, the setup questions because I only want him to contradict himself.
Mm.
I'm not trying to get him to contradict my interpretation of the law, what I think. That's why I ask him, hey, tough guy, can I get a fair trial? It's not based on the Fifth Amendment. It's not based on the Constitution. It's just based on his opinion that he's trying to get everyone else on the same page. He wants everyone in that room to perceive he's there to give you a fair trial.
So, you know, how does that go? I mean, you've experienced a lot of these judges answering this question, and they'll say, you know, I don't represent anyone, or, you know, I represent myself.
Or the state.
If they say they represent the state, obviously they've blown the case to pieces. But in most cases, I'm sure they don't recuse themselves, and that they go on with the trial, and likely they find you guilty anyway. So how does it go?
There's a number of different ways that it can go, and most of the time we do this, I would say 7 out of 10 times, the ticket's thrown out, which is good.
Okay.
And I think that if you're looking at a drug case, because it's usually a felony, there's even greater chance it's going to get tossed. Mm. And it just may be the straw that breaks the camel's back. If he says he represents the state, we know there's a conflict of interest. Easy. If he says he represents no one, now you've got a serious issue that you now can question him on. Say, well, if you don't represent, if you're here on your own, then what's the basis of your authority to act at all?
Now, how'd you get here? How did you manage to get seated up there?
Right.
You also have an issue where you ask him point blank, well, sir, not for nothing, I need to know the nature of your relationship to this man, and you point to the cop or the prosecutor. And that drives him bonkers.
Well, I can say that I don't want to speak for Curtis here, but I'd imagine that that we want to the activists up here want to try to throw everything that we possibly can up against the wall, and, you know, whatever's going to work would be great, because I know that on one hand we're likely going to be doing fully informed jury outreach, because since Curtis is looking at felony charge, that means that we can bring a jury into this, and so we can work on you know, reaching out to those folks, while at the same time, maybe Curtis will consider taking some sort of an approach like this. I know, Curtis, you don't want to get into a lot of detail about the case with Mark on the air, but do you have any questions that you think would be appropriate to ask?
Well, next up, I've got a probable cause hearing in the district court level. Got any hints for me or tips for me there?
Absolutely. Thank you. And we could talk more. And we can get into this more. Feel free to call my show on Saturday. You want to be able to make sure that the witnesses against you are under subpoena to be there. This is your opportunity to put them on the stand prior to an arraignment and question them to see if there's probable cause. They will not. No one in the history of me doing this has ever been able to prove presence within the state, which you get the witness to admit is an element of the so-called crime first.
Meaning that in order to have committed this so-called crime, you have to be within the state of New Hampshire, and when you ask a certain series of questions, they can't prove that.
Right. What will happen, Curtis, and this is the questions that you do. I'll try to go as quick as I can.
I'll tell you what, we're going to definitely hold you through here because more people want to talk to you on the phone. But anyway, go ahead. Don't feel rushed.
Okay. You have to first set up that it is an element of the crime. So you have to ask them, this is the police officer on the stand under oath, would there be a crime if I was not within the state on this day, meaning the day of the whatever the offense, you know, he would charge? Now, the cop will say no, and that is making your presence within the state an absolutely essential element of the crime. Now, if because it's a felony, it's a crime, it has to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt that you were within the state. So what you do is you ask him, was I within the state on this day, just to restate his testimony? He'll say yes. Then you ask him, is that an arbitrary opinion, or is it based on facts currently within your knowledge? And he'll say it's based on facts. Now you've got him under oath saying he is basing his opinion that you're within the state on facts currently within his knowledge. He can't even look at his police report, not that it would help him. So then you ask him one question, say, factually, what is the state?
And now, they didn't want to answer that one today, let me tell you, in my trial. They didn't like that.
Well, no, and we should, you know, like...
I didn't get to ask that one, I'm sorry. The one that I asked was factually what is an ordinance, and they didn't want to answer that one either.
I want to know factually, like, I've got an answer for factually what the state is.
All right, we'll see
Mark, how he reacts.
Mark's willing to hang on through the news into the next hour. We'll continue the discussion here, and Mark, I'm going to get you in touch with Curtis off the air here so you guys can do a little bit more. Maybe you can set him up as a guest if you've got time for him. Hang on, more with Mark Stevens in a moment, and you can find his website at markstevens.net, M-A-R-C, markstevens.net. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.